Welcome to Golden Gems with Dave Shaw and Bill Hansen. We review each week the career and personal life of one of the great unforgettable artists of the golden days of radio. So please join us on a trip down memory lane as we take a look at today's artist. Then go to our website, www.goldengems.net, where we also look at more of their career and play some of their most unforgettable great hits, which we are unable to share on the podcast. We invite you to join us there also. But for now, sit back and relax as we talk about the life of today's unforgettable artist of the golden days of radio.
Welcome to Golden Gems. Today we're going to take a look at the life and the personal life and career of Johnny Desmond. Desmond was born Giovanni De Simone in Detroit, Michigan, on November 14, 1919. He began singing in the St. Joseph's Parish Choir when he was 11 years old. As a boy, he also sang on a local radio station, but at age 15, he quit to work at his father's grocery store. He attended Northwestern High School in Detroit. He retained a love of music and briefly attended the Detroit Conservatory of Music before heading on to the nightclub circuit playing piano and singing. In 1939, he formed his own singing group. The group was first called the Downbeats. After being hired to work with Bob Crosby's Big Band in 1940, it was renamed the Bobolinks. The group appeared on 15 commercial recordings by the Crosby Orchestra, including two charted hits, You Forget About Me, which reached number 15, and Do You Care, number 18. In the middle of 1941, Desmond decided to leave the Bobolinks to go solo. He became the featured vocalist for Gene Krupa's band, replacing Howard Dulaney in September, recording over a dozen songs, the last of which was All Those Wonderful Years, a song from the movie Keep 'Em Flyin', which reached number 21 on the U.S. chart.
In 1942, he enlisted in the United States Army, but his military service was, in fact, a continuation of his singing career. He was a member of Glenn Miller's Army Air Forces Orchestra and replaced singer Tony Martin after he joined the U.S. Navy from November 1943 until July 28, 1945, when the band was shipped home. He and the band played troop and air bases in England and eventually went to France in December 1944. He made a number of radio broadcasts with the Miller Band and was given his own show called A Soldier and a Song on the American Forces Network and sometimes on BBC Radio. His discharge took place on November 23, 1945. Immediately after his discharge, Desmond became the singer and master of ceremonies on the Teen Timers Club, a Saturday morning program on NBC Radio. He then took a job on The Breakfast Club, a radio variety program in Chicago, Illinois. He made a number of charted hit recordings, Don't You Remember Me, recorded 1946, reaching number 21 on the charts. Guilty, recorded December 6, 1946, reaching number 12. Stacy Bone, recorded May 11, 1949, reaching number 25. Don't Cry Joe, recorded May 21, 1949, reaching number 22. Just Say I Love Her, recorded January 20, 1950, reaching number 24. The Picnic Song, recorded April 1, 1950, reaching number 20. Because of You, recorded February 10, 1951, reaching number 17. And Woman, recorded September 15, 1953, reaching number 9. On September 24, 1953, he joined with Don Cornell and Alan Dale to record The Gang That Sang Heart of My Heart, a number 10 hit on the chart. During this time, he switched recording companies frequently, The 1946 recordings were made for RCA Victor, the 1949 through 1951 recordings for MGM, and the 1953 recordings for Coral Records.
In the 1940s and 1950s, many artists would record the same song at about the same time, and some chart hits for Desmond were also major hits for other singers. Thus, Guilty, number 12 for Desmond, was an even bigger hit for Margaret Whiting with a number 4 position. Because of You, number 17 for Desmond, was a number 1 hit for Tony Bennett. The High and the Mighty, number 17 for Desmond, was number 4 for Les Baxter and his orchestra. The Desmond Dale Cornell version of Heart of My Heart reached number 10, but the Four Aces version peaked at number 7 on the chart. In some cases, Desmond's version was the biggest hit. Teresa Brewer also recorded the Picnic song, but her version did not chart. Woman was recorded by Jose Ferrer, back-to-back with a recording of Man by his wife, Rosemary Clooney. But Desmond's was a bigger version in the U.S., though the U.K. singles chart favored the Ferrer version. Desmond also recorded several versions of songs that did not chart, but became hits for other singers. For example, Mr. and Mississippi, a hit for Patti Page, and Too Young, a hit for Nat King Cole. Desmond was a guest on the early television series Fay Emerson's Wonderful Town, which aired on CBS from 1951 to 1952. In 1957, Desmond joined Boris Karloff in a guest appearance on NBC's The Giselle McKenzie Show.
A pair of 1957 films from Columbia Pictures cast Desmond in starring roles, the musical Calypso Heatwave and the crime drama Escape from San Quentin, as did a 1958 adventure film, Desert Hell. In 1961, Desmond co-starred on the CBS summer replacement series, Glenn Miller Time, which featured the Miller Orchestra under the direction of host Ray McKinley. On Broadway, Desmond appeared in Say Darling, 1958, and Nick Arnstein in Funny Girl, after Sidney Chaplin left the cast. A little bit about his personal life and his death. Desmond married singer Ruth Keddington, with whom he was married until his death. On September 6, 1985, he died of cancer at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California, at the age of 65. Well, thanks for joining us here on Golden Gems. This is Dave and Bill on Golden Gems. And what a great opportunity to review the life of Johnny Desmond. If you want to hear some of his music, go to our webcast at goldengems.net.
Thanks for being with us today. We hope you're having as much enjoyment as we are, reliving some of the unforgettable memories of the golden days of radio. To learn more about the career of today's artists and listen to several of their greatest hits, we invite you to go to our website, www.goldengems.net. May we also encourage you to tell your friends about the show. We'd love to have them join us in these little trips down memory lane. And as always, we invite your feedback or comments on goldengemsradio@gmail.com. So until next episode, this is Dave and Bill, heading back into the archives to dust off some more unforgettable memories to share with you on Golden Gems.